But first up today, let's head to the duck pond in Darwin. It's been a very, very busy day down there with a bunch of fishing boats that have come in this morning. They are working flat out to unload their catch and get the fish off to markets in time for the Australia Day sales. There's a long weekend coming up and fish are in hot, hot demand. I went down there this morning to check out all of the action.
Good morning. My name's Grant Barker. I'm one of the directors of a seafood company here in Darwin called Northern Wild Catch Seafood Australia. And we are busy unloading two of our vessels this morning to try and get fresh product into the southern markets for Australia Day.
Tell us about the species that have been unloaded here at the duck pond.
The most, the largest species we catch is gold band snapper. So the boat here, the Megan M, will unload about 17 tonne of fish today. And about 14 or 15 of that tonne of that fish will be gold band. A little bit of saddletail snapper, some red emperor and cod. Most of this fish will go to Brisbane and be distributed up and down the eastern seaboard. Some will go into Sydney, into the Sydney fish markets, and some will also go into Melbourne. But gold band snapper is the target species.
Right. And how easy has it been catching them at this time of the year?
It's been pretty good. The last... probably the last 3 or 4 months have been very good for us. We fish about 400 miles west of Darwin in Western Australian waters. And the season's been very good. It's the spawning time of the year when we normally have good catches. The water temperature increases to about 30 degrees and the fish are very active. So we've had very good catches for the last 3 or 4 months. That said, it's a well-managed fishery. We look after the stocks and we have limits to what we can do, so we try to look after it.
So all that talk of it being a pretty poor wet season thus far, that hasn't meant anything to you?
No, it hasn't meant anything to us, and it usually doesn't. Unlike the prawn fisheries and the inshore fisheries, we're offshore a long way. We're usually 90 to 100 mile offshore on the edge of the continental shelf, so the inshore rainfall doesn't really affect us.
As you mentioned, these fish are getting packed, sent off to markets in time for Australia Day. In terms of the calendar, how important is Australia Day for sales?
Oh, look, it's important. In Australia, in the domestic market, all of the long weekends, Easter is an important period for us, Christmas, you know, long weekends in general, yep. Mother's Day, Father's Day, Chinese New Year, all of those events or occasions are important to us, and we try and time maximum unloads. Like, we've got two boats today as opposed to one, so we can get more volume into the market. Yeah.
And a snapper today, is it worth more than one you might catch in a few weeks' time and there's no public holidays?
No, we don't tend to market that way. We have regular buyers who we supply all year round, and we don't raise the price in times of short supply, and we try not to lower it in times of large supply. So we keep our prices pretty stable throughout the year. We're not opportunist in that way. So we get the same price. Yeah.
We just heard a bip there from one of the backhoes. There's a lot of people down here, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a lot of people, and there's 3 or 4 different companies unloading here today. There's some Spanish mackerel being unloaded over in the corner there, and it can get busy down here for sure. A lot of product goes over this wharf here in Darwin.
How are you feeling about 2019?
Yeah, I'm pretty buoyant about the year ahead. We've got our boats in pretty good condition. Everyone's catching well, so we're looking forward to the year. And one of my sons is 23 years old. He's driving the Megan M for me now, and my other son's 21, and he's looking to drive a boat in the next few years. So, it's all good times.
Really appreciate your time on the country out today, Grant. Thanks so much.
No worries. Pleasure.